from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This weekend, we are inducting some new members into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Why don't we take a look into the future and I tell you who has a chance to be a first ballot player for next year, and you tell me if you think they should be in on the first ballot. Hit me! Who I think is going to be the most debatable, Eli Manning. Is Eli Manning a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback? He is going to be a very interesting case. You guys know the 2-time Super Bowl MVP, 2 big wins against the New England Patriots. He led one of the greatest drives in the history of football. He doesn't really have many other accolades outside of that. Now, Super Bowl MVP is certainly a great accolade. Is Eli Manning a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Are you asking me if he will be or should be? Because it's 2 different questions, Eli. He should absolutely not be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But you know what's going to happen? He won 2 Super Bowls. He beat Tom Brady twice. He was MVP. He beat probably the best team we've ever seen play football. He played in New York. He's going, last name's Manning. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but I don't think he should be, but he will be.
I think that's a really good way of putting it in will he be versus should he be. I think they're going to make Eli wait 1 year. I think they're going to make Eli wait. Just, I'm looking at the guys, first ballot Hall of Famer, that's Aaron Rodgers. That's Joe Montana. That's Brady. Was Kurt Warner even a first ballot Hall of Famer? Warner had to wait a little bit to get in, didn't he? I'm pretty sure. I don't think Kurt Warner just got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think he had to wait a couple of years to get in. Kurt Warner was a better quarterback than Eli Manning was. He was a better quarterback than he was. I'm going to go with no. I don't think Eli gets in on the first ballot. I'm going to go with no on him. All right, so we're going through the Hall of Fame. We're trying to see for next year who's going to be the Hall of Famers. Luke Kuechly, is he going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No first ballot will get in. He's going to be a fascinating case study, but I think the case study will take time, and I don't think people will let him in the first ballot because he was great when he was on the field. But he retired young and tried to preserve his body because football is a very demanding position. There's nothing wrong with that. The way we look at that now societally is different than 5-10 years ago. But I don't know if the Hall of Fame committee has kept up with the way we view players like that. So he'll get in, but not first ballot.
Let me go back really quickly. I'm going to say yes for Eli Manning for this reason. You know they need, like, the marquee. You know how we talk about movies. You need that person on the poster. Who's going to sell the movie? The selling point is going to be the Manning brothers. Both of them are in. Peyton comes in. He does the introduction. Archie is there. It's the first family of football, so let me switch it. Eli will get in for all the politics and the reasons. My bad. I think Luke Kuechly's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You just let Patrick Willis in, right? Patrick Willis is going in this weekend. Patrick Willis is going into Hall of Fame. If he's a Hall of Famer, then Luke Kuechly is a Hall of Famer, right? I'm not crazy in that. If Patrick Willis is a Hall of Famer, then you have to let Luke Kuechly in. You know, I'm really big on accolades.
Was Willis first ballot? I know Willis is in, but did Willis have to wait at all?
I think Kuechly had a better career than he did. I mean, Luke Kuechly won Defensive Player of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, 5-time first-team All-Pro, 2-time second-team All-Pro, 7-time Pro Bowler. Like, I hate this notion of how long you have to play. I know it's a different comparison. None of us feel that way about Patrick Mahomes. Like, you can do enough in a short period of time. I'm not suggesting that Luke Kuechly is Patrick Mahomes. But if we're going off linebackers over the last 15 years, and he was not a sack guy, we're talking of just coverage end-to-end linebackers. There's not that many better than Luke Kuechly. I think if you don't vote for Luke Kuechly, you are doing it more as trying to make a stand and try to set a precedent more than voting on the player and what they accomplished. His resume is not changing. He's not coming back to play. Luke Kuechly he might actually be the youngest player to ever get in. Luke Kuechly's 33 years old. He might be the youngest player ever inducted into the Hall of Fame. Maybe there's somebody else. Maybe Gale Sayers is one of those players. But I would vote for Luke Kuechly into the Hall of Fame. Marshawn Lynch.
Absolutely not. Not first ballot.
Let me ask you this.
He might not get in at all, by the way.
You don't think Marshawn gets in?
I think it's going to be tight for
you
Marshawn.
You want to know how one moment changes somebody's whole career? If they give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, it is undeniable that he is a Hall of Famer. If he scores the game-winning touchdown in a Super Bowl and they have 2 Super Bowl wins, he probably wins Super Bowl MVP. He is he's unquestioned in there.
But
let me ask you this. How can you let LeSean McCoy in and not let Marshawn Lynch in? Are we just saying there's not many running backs from this era that are getting in? Adrian Peterson's getting in. Who else from that era we think is getting into the Hall of Fame? Because I would guess LeSean McCoy has a good chance of getting in.
I would tell you LeSean McCoy probably has better stats than he does. He has more accolades and better stats at every turn than Marshawn Lynch. He has more total yards than Marshawn Lynch. He has less touchdowns. That's fine. More total yards. He has 2-time Super Bowl champ versus the 1, 2-time All-Pro versus the 1, 6-time Pro Bowl versus the 5. He was also on the All-Decade team. Marshawn Lynch wasn't. Like, every accolade favors LeSean McCoy. I don't think it's going to be a running back heavy decade. LeSean McCoy, you're a big accolades guy. 1 All-Pro?
No, that's fair. I don't disagree.
I do think you're right, though. If he scores the game-winning touchdown and beats Tom Brady,
they put him in.
They put him in.
They put him in.
Because Hall of Fame is narrative driven like everything. But now we look at the pure raw numbers. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Terrell Suggs.
Yes, but not first ballot.
Okay.
Chiefs legend of Terrell Suggs.
So they got Suggs waiting a little bit.
They got Suggs waiting a little bit.
I think Suggs gets in too.
You think he's on first ballot though?
I don't think he's first ballot. I just think the Ravens have been so known for defense. There's some guys like you got to put in. He also won Defensive Player of the Year. If you win defensive MVP, you eventually get in. 2-time Super Bowl champion, really 1-time Super Bowl champion. I think he gets in. I think Terrell Suggs gets in. I don't think he gets in on the first ballot, but I do think he eventually gets in.
Are his numbers better than Jared Allen's?
I got to really look and compare the two.
So I feel like Jared Allen's had to wait. Jared Allen's had to take his turn. 139 sacks for Sizzle. Like, okay, let's.
I would put in Suggs before I put in Jared Allen. Now, some of that is just the teams that you played on.
The accolade game favors Jared Allen.
I don't disagree with you, but Suggs played on, I guess, a more iconic, more historic team. He also won a Super Bowl with that team. If you're telling me right now only one of them can get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Terrell Suggs or Jared Allen, I would vote for Terrell Suggs over him. And it'd be close, though.
Their sacks are virtually the same, but Jared Allen, Defensive Player of the Year, 4-time All-Pro, 5-time Pro Bowler. Outside of Super Bowl, everything's better in Jared Allen's camp, and he's had to wait.
I've got 2 more players for you. One is Joe Staley, one's Aqib Talib.
No.
Neither one of them get in first ballot.
No, I don't think Talib gets in at
Period?
All. I don't think he gets in at all. I think Staley eventually does get in. I think he's probably the second best tackle of his era, so he eventually gets in. Thomas was better.
Someone just texted in, if Jamal's not getting in, then Marshawn Lynch isn't getting in either. That Super Bowl thing changes it, man. It changes it. It changes it. Marshawn Lynch was on a Super Bowl team. It changes it. I don't disagree with you guys. If you were saying at their height, who is a better running back, Jamal Charles or Marshawn Lynch? I would agree with you. It is Jamal Charles. One of them had postseason. One of them did not. And I also think that Marshawn, just like, if you were thinking of like, I'm going to show you one play of why you should get in. The Marshawn play of why he should get in, we all know what you are showing people. And that's just, that's one of the best postseason runs we've ever seen before. So if it comes down to those two, it is more than just what the back of the football card says and more than just, it's Marshawn has a better chance of, Jamal has no chance of getting in. Marshawn probably won't get into the Hall of Fame, but I do think that he has a chance of getting in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.